Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's way high and deep to left and out of here. I don't care what...
With Devin Booker, like that's... I kind of want to de-book it out of there at this point. Why
the- well, who he hit it for and who he hit it against had meaning on both sides of the swing. And that was impressive.
It really was Mike Kruko and Dwayne Kuiper on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. That was from Saturday when one Rafi Devers, that was San Francisco Giant, officially became a Giant this weekend. Some might say, Joe, as I say good morning to you, he had a home run over there, an Oppo Taco, if you will, and even spoke after the game to the media. Huh, interesting. Thought he didn't do interviews. We'll have an interview today at some point. I believe Nick Friedell will be joining us. Good morning to Sammy. Good morning to Zach in the back and all you lovely people. Just waking up. Hope you all enjoyed your weekend. What do you want to get into first, Joe? There's a lot that happened, specifically yesterday in the sport of basketball. The offseason is officially underway when it comes to the NBA. Warriors questions, Kevin Durant's on the move again, Tyrese Halliburton, that sucks. The Achilles injuries there halfway through the first quarter as the Oklahoma City Thunder win the title for the very first time. But Giants, finals, what do you want to get into?
Well,
sport?
Look, the Giants series was a great series. Ramos yesterday with 4 RBIs, 1,000 home runs, it felt like. Unbelievable offense, but that's not where I want to start. I want to start right here. Look, it's 2025. And in 2025, I've never known a world where we didn't have seatbelts, all right? In my life, all the vehicles that I've been in have had a seatbelt, all right? There was a time in the 50s and prior when seatbelts weren't a thing, all right? Why were seatbelts put in place? Well, to save us from ourselves, essentially, right? And for safety. I'm looking at the NBA Finals last night, and to see Tyrese Halliburton go down the way that he did, now, I understand that that individual made a choice to go out there in a game 6 and in a game 7 with a strained calf and compete for a chance at a championship. You know, you might not ever go back there. A young Dan Marino in his second year of being an NFL quarterback thought he was going to get back to the Super Bowl at least one more time, and he never got back there. So there's no guarantee you'll ever get back to that moment. I am not mad at Tyrese Halliburton, if anything. I applaud the man for even trying to do it. But that being said, injuries are a part of the game. We all understand it. Injuries are a part of the game. You can't create any scenario unless you're playing video games and you turn injuries off where injuries aren't an element of it. But you can put safety belts in place, seat belts in place to mitigate, minimize, and try to optimize the product on the floor. And where I'm going at with this is that, you know, we have a rash of injuries that's going on right now in the NBA. And you can't tell me it's not season, playoffs, schedule, and training related. Think of the Major League Baseball right now, Joe. We've talked about it ad nauseum. So few pitchers are pitching deep into games. So few pitchers in baseball right now are doing the 32 to 35 starts per year. That's what makes Logan Webb so unique. In an era where so many guys just can't do what they did a generation prior, this one guy can do it, but not everyone else. We're on pitch limits, you know, and why are we doing that? We are trying to, as best we can, mitigate serious arm injuries. Well, the Tommy John is everywhere. My My 18-year-old cousin who was in the MLB Combine had Tommy John at 15 years old, for crying out loud. Why is that? Because all these kids are pitching all year round, 130, 140 pitches at 11 years old, playing for 9, 10, 11 months out of the year with very little rest, and the human body can only take so much. Now, I go to the NBA, and I say to myself, Tyrese Haliburton, a guy who made it, all right? A guy who made it. How many basketball games do you think this young man has played? How many training hours do you think this man has played since, let's just say, 8, 9 years old? Okay?
Thousands.
All right? So all these people, well, back in the day, Jordan played 81 and 82 games a year. Yeah, okay, Jordan played rec league basketball as a youth player. All right? I did the math, just the abbreviated math. All right? My niece, who has played high-level basketball up and down the state and across the country. Let's say you play in 12 tournaments a year between the ages of 8 and 15, 16 before you even get into high school. All right? You're looking at a 50-game schedule without rec league. Just travel basketball, okay? 50 games. That's 5 years of what we used to grow up playing if we played a 10-game season, right? So by the time Tyrese Haliburton even gets to high school, the amount of wear and tear on this man's body, and then to make it and to persevere and push through. And he was not one of these, highly touted, could have came out at 18 years old players. So I look at him and I say to myself, God, we're putting unnecessary strain before these guys even get to the league. Then when they get to the league, we know training is through the roof and you have this rigorous season. The human body can't hold up. The Warriors played 40 games in 82 nights. 40 games in 82 nights to end the year. And you wonder why Steph Curry got hurt. And you wonder why Aaron Gordon got hurt. And you wonder now, as the league goes with no Jason Tatum for a full year, with no Dame Lillard for a full year, and now no Tyrese Haliburton, a budding superstar for an entire year. I'm not here to say that injuries can't happen. What I'm saying is that clearly we've got a problem here. And I understand that he knew the risks. He knew what he was going up against. There were countless other injuries throughout the year. You can't watch the playoffs and follow this league on a day-to-day basis without discussing the schedule. The schedule is too rigorous. Something's got to give.
That's well said, and we want your participation today. And shout out to those watching on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter right now, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan apply line, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. 103-91 the final. Game 7, Oklahoma City wins their first ever NBA championship. I'm not going to say franchise, because in the franchise, the Supersonics prior to that, so you just say in the history of the Oklahoma City Thunder. So congratulations to them. They were the best team all season long. So like, no one, like this whole thing, like, oh, well, this is going to be tainted because Haliburton got hurt. No, I'm not going to say that, because they were the best team all season long. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander literally just had one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen individually. Finals MVP, league MVP, Western Conference MVP. He did it all, man. And he was incredible. He didn't even shoot the ball well yesterday. What was he? I got it right here. He was 8 of 27. It was like Kobe back in 2010 in that game 7, right? He couldn't do anything. Ron, the biggest Artest shot was Ron Artest saving him, right?
I always think of Ron Artest. Right.
When he
game.
Kisses the crowd, it was
but
all
it
time.
Does, like, it does yeah. suck. Like, A, as a consumer, yeah. right? And as someone who loves the product, I was watching the game with the little guy downstairs. I got him a new hoop because he broke his other hoop.
Damn, like, he's balling that hard, huh?
Yeah, well, we used a real basketball on the plastic hoop snapped the rim. But, like, look, you and I, it's game 7. These don't come around often.
Did it feel like a game 7?
Well, not after the Tyrese Haliburton injury.
Prior to that.
No, I mean, I was getting the
I'm
feels.
I'm not trying to be a hater, and there's this whole...
No, I enjoyed it. No, I was getting the feels.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's fine. You could feel like that. I've been trying so hard to get into this series, and I hear all the people...
Well, that's a different discussion.
Yeah, I know.
That's a different discussion.
But I'm just leading to the game, my whole thought process in watching the game. I was trying so hard to get pumped up for it, just get into it. Oklahoma City, I saw Rick Carlisle. He's trying to, like, motivate his team any way he can. I can't believe I saw Oklahoma City getting their buses ready for the parade. I was like, yeah, you know, crazy thing is, Rick, you know they have, like, championship jerseys for you and the Thunder and T-shirts that you're not going to get. They're going to go to, like, Africa and third world countries because, you know, they produce these things prior to it. But he was even trying to get his team pumped up. And I don't know. I was trying to find myself, like, the motivation to get into that game, which... sounds insane. First off, my job is to talk about sports. I should already be fired up to watch this. It's a championship level. It's game seven. That's all you need to say. Zaza Pachulia on line one. Game seven, baby. Let's go. But I just, for the life of me, could not wrap my mind and my heart around this series. And then in game seven, halfway through the first quarter, the best player or second best player in the series, I should say, Tyrese Halliburton goes down. And at first when I saw the play, Joe, I thought he just slipped. That's what it looked like. It looked like he just slipped. And then they go in, they zoom in on him, he's banging the ground, he's clearly in a lot of pain. And we all just knew it right there. We didn't want to say it, but we all knew. He is dealing with a calf strain.
Well, it changed his calf career. Strain.
Yes. It changed. We're talking about Dre Greenlaw in the Super Bowl just a year ago.
Yeah.
Same thing, a freak thing, just running onto the field. Achilles, gone. Kevin Durant. I mean, everyone went to Kevin Durant because that was the most recent example of a finals injury like that. 2019. I mean, KD's still searching. Still searching to get back to that point as he goes to another team yesterday. His fourth NBA team in the last 6 years, Joe. He is now a member of the Houston Rockets.
The thing that you're going to hear from everybody today, and I know everyone's going to say this. Look, it's the easiest thing to say. The owners will never reduce the amount of games. They'll never go backwards. And I would just say this. Look, I acknowledge that it's going to be an unbelievable uphill battle for you to convince all of these owners to take less on when it comes to the gate revenue and things like that. But the gate revenue is a drop in the bucket on the television deal. And this thing about, well, the TV companies want more games. No, what they want are more important games. They don't need your regular season. That's not what you're paying for. Why did the NBA Cup get developed? The NBA Cup got developed because the regular season literally wasn't drawing audiences. People are paying for something different. I'm talking about the Apples and the Amazon Primes and the NBC. The Jordan brand has made more money than almost any other brand out there in the last 30 years. Not because they flood you with products, because of scarcity. They pick and choose the amount of inventory that they release and they create a fervor for it. You can still be wildly profitable and wildly successful if you just taper back a little. I think when you have too much, baseball has the same problem. I think we're going to have the same conversation come NFL season when we go to 18 games. You're going to say, Joe, no one's arguing for less sports. Well, in this circumstance, I actually am. I am going to. And believe me, I am a consumer too. I'm looking for things to watch. I get it. I understand where we're going. The season is too long, and if you're going to compromise the careers of the product, which is the players and budding superstars for an entire region, like you have to at least look at this, and either it's the schedule needs to be reduced, we need to spread things out, we need to find a way to mitigate these. No one is saying that you're going to eradicate all injuries. Mm. But again, similar to the seatbelt, which has not eliminated car accidents, has it? No. It has made it slightly safer to be able to drive in your car. You have to be able to look at something like the schedule and how they pace these things out, and you've got to find a happy medium to appease all of these masters, the television companies that have signed on, the streamers that have signed on, and the owners that are expecting certain gates. All I'm saying here is this. In this circumstance, less actually is more.
We would love your participation on this. 888-957-9570. Excuse me. Does the NBA have a problem when it comes to the wear and tear on these athletes and the grind of a regular season on top of the playoffs? Like, was that your main takeaway throughout this whole postseason run, Joe? Was it the injuries? Like, because that's what you don't want as a league. It's what you want is to us to be focusing on the champion. Like, even if it's a blowout, right? The overarching theme of the Super Bowl was what? Wow. Eagles are really freaking good, right? And I haven't seen Mahomes and the Chiefs get humbled like that since, hell, the Buccaneers game a few years ago, right? Like, that was what we were talking about, the game itself in the season. And now we're talking about everything else, and that's what the NBA does not want. And to your point, Adam Silver, you know, as the commissioners always do before the finals started, he spoke and he asked he was asked questions about it. And he responded to a question that you're basically asking is like, is there too many games right now? And he said, in the regular season, and he said, hey, quote, I'm not sure it's a function of the regular season in regards to the injuries. There is a certain cadence to the playoffs. If anything, there's more space in the playoff games than when you and I grew up in the NBA. We used to frequently play playoff games back to back on the weekends. Having said that, we, of course, look at it very closely. We have a competition committee meeting up next week. Again, this was a couple weeks ago. And then another one in July in Las Vegas. So,
how old is your son?
Young Benjamin, he's 5 years old, going on six in a couple months.
Okay, and he just picked up basketball?
He's been doing it like off and on last couple of years, yeah. But he's doing it at the Y in Oakland. Okay. Yeah.
There were no basketball leagues when I was 5 years old. I'm just saying, or even practices. Yeah. Played a little bit in the backyard, right? And I guess I would say to Adam Silver, this isn't just about looking at the NBA. It's about all of the mileage leading into the NBA for all of these players. Again, I will use Tyrese Halliburton as an example. How many actual minutes on a court do you think this man has accumulated in his life?
God, thousands and hundreds of thousands. I don't even know.
To get to the NBA, just to get to the NBA, right? All of the different weekends that he spent in how many different states showcasing himself. The years at college, when he went to Iowa State, for example.
Right.
The years of college grind. Like, this is not the 1980s, everybody, all right? Just look around youth sports in general, whether it's baseball, soccer, whether we're talking about golf, whether we're talking about basketball. The amount of mileage these children are logging on their bodies before they even get into high school is just unlike anything it was in prior generations. So, look, you could point to all of the data from the 1980s when it comes to the NBA players, and I would say to you, you're only looking at the tip of the iceberg. You got to peel this thing back, and you got to look at all the mileage that they're accumulating leading up to it. Jonathan Kuminga has been ousted from the playoffs for how many months? Month and a half? 2 months?
Yep.
Okay. Where do you think he's been the last 2 months since getting ousted in the playoffs?
Probably trying to work on his craft.
I've seen nothing but videos and pictures and images of him in the gym 24/7, 365, right? And again, this is somebody who's already in the league and established. He hasn't played a game in months. So, look, I understand that this is going to be a minority opinion, and a lot of people are going to say that I'm being a whiner and this, that, and the other, but it sucks. I think it sucks for Indiana. I think it sucks for Oklahoma City that this is even a topic the day after they built what I would argue, Joe, to be a Philadelphia Eagle-like roster, okay, which was it's like suffocated the entire Western Conference defensively.
I think it's a great point, and I don't think you're in a minority here. I think that was the overarching theme of what I looked at in social media yesterday. It wasn't this, team that's going to go on this dynastic run in Oklahoma City, and they might. Sure, we'll see. The Celtics, obviously, are going to be without Tatum next year. Now Halliburton's going to be out for the Pacers next year. Like, the East is wide open. So, hey, the Knicks, they just made their coaching change. Maybe they feel good about it. We'll see if another team tries to take up. Maybe the Magic, who got Desmond Bane. But that, we're not even talking about all of that. We're talking about injuries right now in one of the faces of the league. Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton made himself one of the faces during this playoff run. The whole theme of it was this guy was voted the most overrated player by that GM poll / player poll a couple months ago from The Athletic. And man, he was playing like the most underrated player for all of it. And we were all enjoying watching it. And he was the story of the finals. And the fact that he does get hurt, yeah, I'm with you because I wasn't prior to it. Like, I honestly was like, you know what? The long season, maybe we're just unlucky to see all these players get hurt, and it's just one of those years. That sucks. That happens. We've been doing this for 2+ decades. But no, there is something to be said about the wear and tear of these players from a young age. And it's like football, I think they're slowly getting it when it comes to that sport. I'm seeing a lot more parents wait until high school.
Yes.
They're not even doing peewee. Yes. They're not doing like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
They're doing flag football,
which is okay. The wear and tear is much different, right? What happened to just playing a lot of sports too? Like we'd have the Dr. Nirav Pandya on with us.
Well, you
want to
play balance. Yeah.
Exactly. You want to work out all those different mechanics and all those different muscles.
And give the rest to the other muscles that you're using when you're specializing in sports.
Wintertime, basketball, right? Spring, you're playing baseball. I don't even know. The months are all mixed up now in California. You can play whatever you want at any time. But you know what I'm saying?
No, I do. Yeah. But Joe, think about this. Like, Kawhi Leonard, on one leg, went through that entire playoff and he was injured prior to this, but during that Toronto Raptor run.
Yeah.
All right? I feel like he's still feeling the effects of that.
Yeah.
His career will never be the same. Now, it ended up being one of his crowning achievements and crowning moments, but, it sucks because he's never even closely resembled for long stretches that same player.
I mean, you go back to that series, like the amount of wear and tear that was on Klay Thompson.
Kevin Durant.
Like, the amount of finals and playoff minutes and rest that those guys were not allowed to have in the offseason, it all culminated in there. It sucks. And yeah, it might have been a freak thing. People get mad at Danny Green.
Injuries are going to happen.
But that's what's going to happen.
You don't eradicate car accidents because you put on a seatbelt. Car accidents still happen. It's about minimizing them. Joe, one last guy. You know who else is going to be out for the full season next year or close to it? Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Guess where he was the year prior? In the finals.
In the finals, yeah.
Right? Right, in the finals with a very long season. Now, again, I'm not here saying that we need to cry a river for every professional athlete. What I'm saying is if I was spending top dollar to support my team, whether that's through all the packages of television that I have to be able to watch, or whether that's season tickets or whatever, I want the best players as best I can. I want them to be on the floor. I want to enjoy them as much as we can. And it just sucks that we got robbed of this. And I feel really bad for Oklahoma City. I really do, because they built an unbelievable roster.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They went through a lot of legends in the playoffs. We should be talking about how great that team was today. And I'm stuck with this everlasting image of Halliburton on the floor, writhing in pain.
Well, on the other side, let's touch on Oklahoma City, because they are in the Western Conference, Joe, and I don't think they're going away anytime soon. And I do want to talk about this from a Warriors fan's perspective, because a lot happened yesterday. The Rockets, the team you asked in the first round, they got better. You know why? They got a score. Oh, and not just any scorer, one of the greatest scorers in the history of the sport is now joining them for a team that desperately needed it. So they got better. You know the Oklahoma City Thunder are there. They're teams that are trying to get better all around you. Can the Warriors do anything to get better this offseason? I do want to talk about that. We'll discuss that with Nick Friedell at 8 o'clock, our Odyssey NBA insider.
Kicks it out. Contest from Thorpe. Halliburton falls down. He looks hurt. Here comes SGA the other way. Inside, and Williams throws it down. Halliburton's hurt right away when he fell. Of course, that strained calf. He's in pain. So emotional. It's the right calf. Right away, he knew he was in trouble. Oh, you get in a situation like this, you just sit to your stomach for the young man.
All right, this is Dwayne from Concord. You're listening to The Morning Roast. Spadoni, the Italians love you.
Andrew Shasky.
Shasky, you're pretty cool, too.
Mike Breen's pretty cool. That was him on the call. ABC. Did you hear that in the back? Was that Halliburton just groaning in pain?
That's awful.
That is.
That's, God. Like, awful.
You don't hear it when it's on TV, no. Right there. Maybe I isolated in my headphones. Man, 7 minutes. That's all he lasted in Game 7. And he was on fire. Three straight three-pointers, like 9 points. Like, okay, Halliburton's just going to go night-night here in Game 7 in Oklahoma City. He's dealing with the calf strain, and unfortunately, as we know, Trey Greenlaw, Kevin Durant, it's just not the injury you can mess with. And I don't fault the guy for trying to push through it and wanted to play. Like, this might be his only opportunity to ever play in this.
I know.
He might never get back to NBA Finals. And historically, with that franchise, the odds are stacked against you. This was only their second ever finals appearance, Joe. So that sucks. And then he was like one of the most exciting players of the series, of the playoffs, quite frankly. He made the incredible shot in Game 1. We all thought, like, man, can the Pacers actually win this series? Not close, but no cigar. Oklahoma City, 103-91 the final. And they win their first ever NBA championship. And could they now start a quote-unquote dynastic run? I think a lot of people were comparing this squad to that Warriors squad back in 2014-15 when they won their first title. But again, let's see it first and foremost, because this is the seventh straight season now, or sixth or seventh straight season where we have a different NBA champion. It's kind of crazy. The parity's at an all-time high, so I'm going to be very curious to see which one of these teams can finally break that chain.
I mean, heading into the year, I thought it was the Celtics to lose.
I think everyone did.
And now I'm like, well, I think the Celtics are done. Like, it's just, like, I don't even know what else to say. Like, You're not going to have Tatum for the whole year. Who knows what player he'll be, you know, a year, year and a half from now.
I'm crossing out the Celtics and the Pacers in the East next year. I just am. They lost their two best players.
I don't think you're wrong. You know what I mean? I don't think you're wrong. But the day started like with explosion. And another player who was out for quite some time, Kevin Durant, who has now been on how many teams since leaving the Warriors?
Fourth team in the last 6 years.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. I mean, Gaylord Perry is, like, impressed with how many teams this guy's played with.
So, 2019, so we're going back 6 years. Warriors, then Nets, then Suns, and now Rockets.
It's pretty crazy. It's really remarkable, isn't
it? Really is.
I mean, like, Gary Sheffield had a point in time where I believe he was on, like, five or six different teams and in a row or something like that. That's what this feels like regarding Kevin Durant.
It's an all-time player, and you just don't see that anymore. Although, like, it's kind of crazy, that trio of players that was the last iteration, the last high watermark in Oklahoma City's franchise prior to this was Harden, was Russell Westbrook, and was Kevin Durant. All three of them won MVPs, and only one of those guys has an NBA title. It's Kevin Durant, because he chose Steph Curry, chose Draymond Green, chose Klay Thompson, Steve Kerr, and he chose us here in the Bay Area. Harden and Russ, they're still searching, man. I don't know if they'll ever get it. And now just Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is he now the greatest Oklahoma City Thunder? Which kind of sounds crazy after just
probably
a couple seasons, but I think he is, right?
I mean, he won the MVP and he won the championship, so probably.
Right.
But as I pivot back to Durant, I saw everyone losing their mind that I can't believe the NBA would actually allow a trade on this day. What I immediately thought of was like, wow, number one, I mean, KD, since leaving Steph, you've just been wandering the desert. Wandering the desert, and every time that you see a mirage, you think it's an oasis, and you start sipping from the water only to find out that it's filled with sand. That's number one. Number two is I think about this like, wow, the Warriors barely got past the Houston Rockets, and then they traded a guy who only really had 1.5 good games against them in that series in Jalen Green. Yep. And Dylan Brooks, who I think Dylan was much better than people thought in that series.
I think he might have been their second or third best player in that whole series.
Right?
He was at least most consistent outside of Şengün.
But they basically trade those two and some picks for Kevin Durant? What does this mean to the Warriors? Are the Rockets now better than the Warriors? Are the Warriors now, you know, are they in a better spot? I don't know. But that's the first big domino to fall in what Sham Sharania called the biggest, you know, offseason in NBA history.
Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in this year's draft, and 5 second-round picks. That was per Sham Sharania of ESPN yesterday. And yeah, you mentioned that, like, the amount of people is like, oh, NFL would never allow this to happen on a Super Bowl day, a big trade like that. Like, who cares when it happens? Like, that happened in the early morning. Is the game happening at 10 in the morning or 8 in the morning, whenever this happened? No. It's at 5 o'clock at night, West Coast time anyways. Everyone take a step back and relax.
Well, there is a conversation regarding just the sadness that the transaction is more important than the action. I do acknowledge that.
I think we've all acknowledged that the offseason in the NBA is sometimes more exciting than the actual season sometimes because we love the drama. We do.
I know, but...
And is that a problem? Maybe for the league, but also, like, we love this stuff. We're so excited. And let's call it what it is, people. You saw Oklahoma City versus Indiana. You were checked out. You were checked out for the last couple weeks of this. And yeah, you were dying for a big trade, and you got one. So yes, that's why. Like, it's not the NFL. It's not. It's not, you know, Chiefs versus Eagles or hell, if it was Buccaneers versus, I don't know, the Jaguars. Like, the NBA, it matters who's playing each other. The Nuggets and Heat a couple years ago, too. Kind of a snoozer. But, hey, Jokic, fun story, Jamal Murray, Jimmy Butler, can you do it again?
I don't think that's exclusive to the NBA, though. I think Major League Baseball has a similar problem.
Exactly. Right? I think everyone outside of the NFL, quite frankly, has this problem.
I would agree on that. And so, I mean, look, I'm just going to go television with you. Like, they got away with it.
Well, they did because they had so many characters you cared about.
It was very unique.
And you know what? That's kind of what, you know, the NFL is.
Yes.
There's so many teams and characters I'm emotionally invested in or I hate, right? That's the Dallas Cowboys, right? The Eagles, the Niners, right? Just doing the equivalent of what the Oklahoma City versus the Pacers was. Trevor Lawrence. Wow. The guy that started out with Urban Meyer, absolute dumpster fire in his rookie season. Everyone was touting him as the next greatest quarterback prospect of all time. Fell flat in his face, got paid, hasn't lived up to it. Now all of a sudden is back in the Super Bowl. Wow. Oh, he's going up against Bryce Young, Heisman Trophy winner. The guy everyone like laughed off. He was too small. He got benched for Andy Dalton. And now he's like, see, I'm crafting narratives here. That's amazing. And like, we'll be locked in.
It's also just that sport, because it's a one-off and because it's football, it's just nothing compares.
And you've been following Trevor Lawrence for how long?
Yeah, because of college football. And the second most popular sport in basically America, if you go off television ratings.
Exactly, same. Like, I wasn't watching Tyrese Halliburton at Iowa State.
No.
I don't think a lot of people were,
Most
right?
people aren't watching even the tournament like we used to.
No, and that says all you need to know, right? As Oklahoma City wins the title yesterday and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, an afterthought in what was supposed to be a huge trade for who? The Clippers way back once upon a time.
Does this KD trade to the Rockets, okay, right now, before the Warriors do anything, does that put them above the Warriors?
It's a great question. The Warriors were up 3-1 on them. Like, I do want to have some perspective here. Yes, it did go to a game
Let's
seven.
Let's not forget that the Rockets were the better regular season team.
They were a better regular season team, but I don't think a lot of us thought that they were the better playoff team.
Okay, the margins were thin.
It was, but at one point the Warriors were up 3-1. I think they let their foot off the gas a little bit. I'm still going to say the Warriors are a better team, but I wonder how many people agree with me on that at 888-957-9570. With the Rockets now acquiring Kevin Durant, are the Warriors behind them in the Western Conference? 888-957-9570. What do you think?
I think the Warriors got to make some moves this offseason. I'm seeing a lot of this guy might come back and that guy might come back. I'm talking about GP2 and Kevon Looney.
Real quick, though. That move, Kevin Durant is now a Rocket. They gave up Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks. Just on paper, are you still taking the Warriors over them in the West?
I think that Rocket team is going to be a year better. I think they're very close. I might lean Houston is better than the Warriors right now.
888-957-9570. Do you agree with Joe Shasky on that?
And this is why we all love Kevon Looney and GP2, and I understand. But bringing them back, I think that means we're staying stagnant or getting worse. Like, I don't think that's upgrading. I just don't. And so when I see these rumors that both those guys might return, I'm like, oh, man, come on, man. We gotta push forward.
Wait, what's wrong with GP2 and Kevon? They're not getting that many minutes.
The coach will always look down at the end of the bench and go to those two players over younger players or different players. He's just always going to. It's the Mike Yastrzemski effect. Just good enough to stymie a young player.
What's out there for the Warriors right now as the offseason officially begins? I do want to dive into that. What the Warriors can potentially do, what will they do? And we'll talk about that at 8 o'clock with Nick Friedell, our Odyssey NBA insider. Obviously, Jonathan Kuminga is going to be a big part of that. But Kevin Durant is on the Houston Rockets. It went Warriors, Nets, Suns, Rockets now for KD. Man, it's pretty wild, actually.
It's the offseason.
It is.
Let's go.
Brought to you by Valvoline. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KD, since leaving Steph, you've just been wandering the desert. Mm. Wandering the desert, and every time that you see a mirage, you think it's an oasis, and you start sipping from the water only to find out that it's filled with sand.
Now back to the morning roast with Joe Spadoni.
You're weak, you're out of control, and you become an embarrassment to yourself and everybody else.
And Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
You really are. And that voice you heard was Joe Shasky last segment talking about Kevin Durant now being a Houston Rocket as that trade came to fruition yesterday. Shams Charania on at ESPN. Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick, and 5 second-round picks back to the Suns, who desperately need all the draft capital they can get. I don't know what you're going to get with 5 second-round picks, Joe, but they'll take it, and they'll take Jalen Green. But it is pretty wild how much they fumbled the bag. From KD to Houston, how much more pressure, I guess, does that put on this Warriors front office in this offseason to get a big deal done? Do the Warriors need to make a big deal? Do they need to make a big splash this summer, Joe?
The two guard is a huge hole for them right now. Just a huge hole. As a defender, as a catch and shoot guy, like, they don't have enough shooting and they couldn't defend. So as I look at, like, who is good right now in the West and who's going to be rolling it back, and like, OKC's going nowhere. And I'm not sure you have any answers against them, okay? I talked myself into the Warriors have a chance. I'm going to walk that back. No. Like, the games might have been exciting. That doesn't mean that they were going to beat them. I might be a little delusional in thinking they had a better chance.
I'm not sure. Had they matched up against the Thunder, and again, if Steph is healthy in that Timberwolves series, what does it go? Does it go 6 games? Does it go 7 games still? How much pound of flesh are you getting taken away from you going up against a very young Thunder team? I would have liked to see it, but again, we'll never know.
They'll all be a year older. Yes. Jalen is a problem. SGA is a problem. Who are you defending on the perimeter with those two? Secondarily, they have Hartenstein, who can get all the rebounds that you failed to get. I mean, if Steven Adams, who was a role player off the bench for Houston and not a starter like Hartenstein playing heavy minutes, like, if that guy's destroying them, you don't think Hartenstein would destroy them?
Well, yes, but also...
Who's guarding Chet?
Well, again, I saw moments in these playoffs from that Thunder team where they looked like the young, inexperienced team at times.
Sure, but they're now a year older with a championship under their belt.
Sure. I'm saying, again, hindsight's always 20/20. We'll never know, but had the Warriors advanced to the Western Conference Finals, loved is strong. I would have liked their chances against them, because I do think that inexperience and that lemon booty that Bonte likes to talk about would have been there for the Thunder against the likes of Stephen Curry, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. Like, the fact that they kind of just went through the T-Wolves like a hot knife through butter, no one really challenged them except for who? The Denver Nuggets in the second round, and then they were shot because who was hurt in Game 7? One of their most important players, Aaron Gordon.
But they're young.
I know. I know. Age matters. I know.
You know, and they're dynamic, and their bench defense. They're one of the better defensive teams of the last decade.
Listen, I'm not here to tell you the Warriors can get younger. They can't. There's no magical elixir. No matter what people want to try to sell you at 4 a.m, there's not some serum. Yeah. Nugenics isn't going to be there for Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond to reverse all this stuff. They are going to get older. How do you get better around those guys, or do you have to move off of a Jimmy or a Draymond, or are they even going to contemplate doing something like that? I'm just looking around the West, as you just said. The Kevin Durant move is interesting to me. I still think the Warriors are slightly ahead of them, and I think they are in that muddled second tier of the Western Conference. There's tier one,
sure,
which is OKC right now. That is tier one. Outside of that, I'm putting the Rockets, the Nuggets, Clippers, T-Wolves, Warriors, and Lakers all in the same bucket.
Joe, they have the same issues today that they've had for a couple years, but I know they went on a winning streak with Jimmy, and now we've had time to kind of like take a deep breath, relax. You know, I want to be a little less emotional because I know how emotional I can get in the moment, and I get real biased. I freely admit these things.
You?
Let's step back. Let's step back, right? They weren't going to guard Anthony Edwards or SGA. They had no one on the perimeter. So you're going to roll back GP2, got cooked by Anthony Edwards. What's that going to do? All right? We love Potts. It's great seeing him sideline, you know, cheering on the Valkyries. He ain't guarding a trash can. All right? He might get a couple of charges here and there.
He can get better.
Is he all of a sudden become laterally quicker?
No, well, we'll see. We'll work on his defense.
All right. And then, like, they failed for 2 months, even during the win streak, to defend any athletic big. I could go through the list of guys who just tormented them and destroyed them. And so as I look around the West, I say to myself, they're two Achilles heel. And then, and I have, that's defensively, by the way, haven't even addressed the shooting. They're two Achilles heels defensively. If you roll back a similar roster, meaning you re-sign Gavon, you re-sign GP2, you retain Jonathan Kuminga for the time being, those flaws aren't going away, all right? Then, like, now I go to offense, and I say to myself, boy, you really lack shooting. I mean, you lack shooting so much, you were dying for Buddy Hield to be one of your second best perimeter scorers. That's a recipe for a giant migraine. And so I'm sitting here and I've taken a deep breath. I've watched the dust settle from the West. And I say to myself, they need a big swing. The Jimmy move was great. I was all in. If there's a bigger move that involves Jimmy, I'm open to it. But I don't think rolling back Kevon, rolling back GP2, bringing back Jonathan Kuminga, that is not good enough. And if the ultimate goal is to win a championship and beat that Oklahoma City team or upend that Minnesota Timberwolves team that knocked you out, yeah, you're going to need to do some heavy lifting. I don't think this roster is good enough.
Well stated.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Nick Friedell joining us at 8 o'clock, our Odyssey NBA insider. You know cousin Nick Friedell, former host here at the station as well. Thank you. And we'll be sure to play his open this time. I felt so bad when he played his open last time. That was flag on me. But we'll ask Nick about where he has the Warriors stacked up right now in regards to the West, because I do think it's kind of like how I viewed the East this past year. One injury changed everything. Like, right when Tatum went down, it was all hands on deck. Who the hell is going to take this thing? Is it going to be the Knicks? Is it going to be the Pacers? Who's it going to be? And it ended up being the Pacers outlasting the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, the Thunder being, like, the team in the West, it doesn't have that fear factor like the Warriors a decade ago for me. Like, I don't feel the same way about this Thunder team. Like, because people are talking about it, Joe. Like, oh, this team reminds me a lot about the Golden State Warriors. And I was like, Shea's way older than, yeah, exactly. Shea, but he's older. Like, he's a little bit older now.
No, but he's 26.
Yeah, I know that. I know. I'm saying, like, this team is like a veteran-laden team. Like, I'm not comparing
it to...
They're
pretty battle-tested for how young they are.
But they just got blown out in Game 6.
You just don't believe.
I don't.
I think we need to give them credit today.
Oh, no. They're the champs. They were the best. Like, I'm not going into next season saying, like, oh, they're head and shoulders better than everyone else. I don't view them like that. I do think if the Warriors play them in a series next year, they could beat them. Okay, it's not David versus Goliath.
Going through this, who's guarding SGA?
We'll see.
Okay, and then now who's guarding
Jalen? Is Kuminga going
to
be there?
But this is what you have when you're building a team to beat and knock off that team, right? You have to assemble a roster that can slow them down a little. And, like, right now I say to myself, well, are you going to outscore them? Probably not, right? You don't have the shooting that they have or the, you know, the ISO scores that they have. Or are you going to defend against them and make them, you know, make their job a little more difficult right now? I don't think you have the personnel. You have no one to guard SGA, and I'm not even bringing up Jalen. You really don't have anyone to guard, you know, Chet Holmgren currently. They've got multiple guys that come off the bench, whether it's Wallace or whomever, who are going to defend and be athletic and can knock down shots in the perimeter. So it's not an either-or, meaning, like, I got to get better on offense, I got to get better or on defense. No, it's literally you have to get better on both ends of the floor.
888-957-9570 is the number. How and what do the Warriors do this offseason to get them back into, hell, the Western Conference Finals? Can they even get there first? I think that is going to be the goal of this offseason. Can I get to the Western Conference Finals? But when you're relying on three older guys, as you're saying, Joe, it's going to be very difficult. And again, this goes back to the conversation, the regular season, all the games, all the injuries, all that baked into it. What are their options this offseason outside of Jonathan Kuminga? And that's going to be the main key, right? Like, their best move might just be bringing back JK. That might be the best move of the offseason. I don't think that's sexy for a lot of people, but it might be the best move for both parties involved.
I'm open to it, but when you say that, like, let's just play this out, right? Yeah. Like, let's just, you know, again, let's say they're in a 7-game series with OKC, all right? JK's back. I just have a hard time believing JK is going to get the nod with this head coach over a GP2.
Oh, that's you can't be playing like Gary Payton over or Jonathan Kamiga. Steve Kerr said in his end of season presser, like, no, Jonathan, if he comes back next year, is probably going to be starting, and he's going to have to be playing.
Then why didn't he start him in the closeout game? Like, your actions always will speak louder than your words. Kerr could say whatever he wants.
Kerr was given a whole new template once Jimmy Butler came in, and he had to, do things on the fly.
And Kuminga still came off the bench.
Okay, because, listen, it was a Rubik's Cube puzzle that they had to solve. And let's be honest, in the regular season, it was working. Whatever Kerr was doing was working. It was working all the way up until he got to the Western Conference Semis and Steph got hurt, and then we wanted to crush the guy. Like, listen, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out this offseason if J.K. does stay. They'll have to. He's going to have more time with Jimmy Butler, with Steph, with Draymond, and they're going to be on the court. Like, there has not been enough time for those guys to be together on the court for me to have, like, a definitive opinion on if it's going to work or not.
Yeah, but can we give
them time is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I've also watched his coach for a decade, and I'm not knocking him. This is the way he is. Like, he's won a lot of games this way. He's always going to go back to his guys. Like, he very rarely is going to allow somebody to, break the mold of what he thinks they are. GP2 and Kevon Looney are always going to get the benefit of the doubt over, and I'm just going to use these guys as examples, over Trayce Jackson Davis and JK. Are they not?
Well, I'll see next year, right? Gary Payton.
I've said that for 3 straight years.
But the expectations this past season are going to be different than what they are going into this season. Last season, what were the expectations for the Warriors heading into the year? Meaningful basketball games, I think.
Yeah.
Can you be a playoff team instead of a play-in team? Well, they ended up being a play-in team. They had an opportunity to be a playoff team. Hell, they had an opportunity to have home court advantage towards the end of the season. They didn't get it done, but ultimately they did get past the first round. And I think most Warriors would have taken that at the bare minimum if I told you that heading into last season. Heading into this season, like, what are your expectations now?
Well,
after
now
watching
about
the Oklahoma City Thunder win, after watching the news break yesterday, Kevin Durant's a Houston Rocket, have your expectations shifted at all about the Dubs?
Look, the goal with Steph Curry is to be in the Western Conference Finals or better, right? Is it not?
Yes. Well, right. Steph would just tell you meaningful basketball, but the goal always is to win a championship.
Yeah, exactly. You've got a couple of years left, and so I love JK. You know I do. I'm a huge JK fan. But I also understand that their path to getting better might include JK not being on the roster. And I also understand that the coach sees JK a certain way and is always going to revert back to other guys that don't make critical mistakes that JK does. And although they might be more limited than what JK can bring to the table, he really likes their veteran presence. I'm not even knocking Kerr. I'm just saying, like, you have to understand his tendencies. And his tendencies are always going to lean in the direction of playing his guys.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We will touch on the San Francisco Giants today. Don't you worry. Huge, huge series win. They desperately I know the Red Sox, Devers, all of that. They just need a series win, Joe, because they were coming off 2 losses in a row when it came to the Dodgers, when it came to the Cleveland Guardians. So stopping the bleeding there. Nice to see. Devers goes Oppo Taco, gets the home run, and we'll break down that entire series going forward there, because I guess there is an injury to one Rafi Devers, which leads to why he hasn't really been taking any first-base reps in games so far. So we'll discuss that as well. But first, let's go to Nick in Berkeley. He's been hanging on tight. Thank you for your patience, Nick. Good morning. Do you want to talk NBA Finals? You want to talk Warriors offseason? What do you want to talk about, Nicky? Nick?
Hey.
There
good
you
morning.
Are. Gotcha.
So I just want to say, man, that the Giants are rolling. But aside from that, we got to come to grips with the Warriors, getting old, man. There's a lot of players in the NBA that are about to age out. And some of our players are about to age out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like one of the video games when you go into career mode and your player's doing great and all of a sudden he gets to a certain number and then his stats go downhill and you're trying to why is he making the shots and we're doing what he used to do? Because he's old. He's getting hurt. Who knows if Curry can even last a season. Durant hasn't made it through one season, a full season, in I don't know how many years.
He's
too old. So, I don't think the Rockets are better than the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? Durant ain't. He's not the factor that he used to be, and he was complimented by the Warriors. What I'm trying to say is, man, is that there's a lot of tall condors in the league now flying around, man, covering ground, shooting threes, all that. We need tall, athletic cats. We got to match them with what the other teams are doing. We don't have to match it like player for player, but we have to have answers for a lot of things they're doing. We're giving up too many points, and we're relying on Steph too much, and we need to get some shooters out there. And I don't know what the Warriors are going to do, but there are probably some diamonds in the rough overseas or in the G League, B League, whatever. And I'm just like, man, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Dunleavy got his work cut out. That's why he's a GM, so he better be doing his homework. And as far as, like, you know, with NBA teams trying to play their players too much, I mean, you know, you got to protect the players from themselves. I think the Warriors learned a valuable lesson after Dre got hurt.
Yes.
And they weren't letting players rush back. And I think they, you know, as much as we wanted Steph to come back on the court, you know, we could have ruined him. And I think with Halliburton, when did he first start getting the calf? They got to change the protocol in which they address some calf issues, man.
In game 5, he got hurt. And then game 6, yeah. He suited up.
Thanks,
but
Nick.
You also have to understand, like, if the player wants to play,
exactly,
they're gonna play. I understand that. But his point about Steph Curry and, you know, him not coming back into that series, 100% agree. Anybody out there that was even, like, frustrated, angry, ticked, pissed that Steph didn't try to battle it out with that quad injury, whatever that was. Was it quad, hamstring?
Hamstring.
Whatever the specific.
Soft tissue. Yeah.
Like, in retrospect, thank God he didn't come back. Because what if he would have tore his hamstring right off the bone? Where would we be today?
Oh, well, we'd be talking about, is he going to be there at the start of the regular season?
No, Joe, it would have been like, is this the end of Steph Curry?
Well, I mean, that's a little.
No, that's again, what those strong conversations would have happened.
Again, like, Achilles is different than all his other ones. I hear you. Torn hamstring, that's brutal. Yes. Achilles is the worst injury I think an athlete can have.
No doubt. But I'm saying, like, any serious injury when you're 37, 38 years old could be the end of your career.
Real quick, do you think the Pacers could have done more to, you know, say, no, we're holding you out for your own good?
If the athlete wants to
rule you out.
If the athlete wants to play. Now, Carlisle could have not played him or whatever, but if the athlete wants to play, you play him.
God, it's a hindsight thing. But we've just seen it here in the Bay with Dre Greenlaw, with Kevin Durant.
I mean, we were lucky this didn't happen to CMC.
Well, that
now knowing what we know.
Well, why do you think I'm so scared of that injury, Joe? They can tell me all they want. He's as healthy as he's ever been. That thing could flare up, and then he's on ice for the rest of the season. You just can't mess. It's bilateral. It's both Achilles. It's not just one.
Dude,
God.
I'm never going to crush Halliburton for wanting to play. It's just that's his choice. He's trying to, you know.
I'm not crushing him. I'm saying the organization, should they have done more to prevent him from even having the decision? Just take it out of his hands and say, no, I'm ruling you out. You can't play.
Joe, a move like that, you could alienate the player for the rest of his life with you. Like, he could say, how dare you do that? It's my career. Like, it's easy to say that. I get where you're coming from. But then play it out. And he's sitting there in the locker room and he's saying, I want to play. And everybody in that locker room is seeing him do that with the trainer. Like, I think it's a lot easier said than done.
Let's hear from the head coach.
That's not how professional sports
works. Hear from the head coach, a guy that has won a title in the past, obviously the Dallas Mavericks, current head coach of the Pacers, Rick Kyler, Carlisle, I should say, talking about the injury. Oh, Sam, can you turn on my board?
Of our players. I'm so proud of our organization. Our fans showed up big time tonight. It was really moving. What happened with Tyrese is just all of our hearts dropped, but he will be back. I don't have any medical information about what may or may not have happened, but he'll be back in time, and I believe he'll make a full recovery. So he authored one of the great individual playoff runs in the history of the NBA with dramatic play after dramatic play. It was just something that no one's ever seen, and did it as one of 17. You know, that's the beautiful thing about him. As great a player as he is, it's always a team thing. And so our hearts go out to him, but so proud of everyone.
You know, it's devastating. You can hear the pain in his voice there. But, like, Joe, so let's play this out for a second. Let's say, you know, Halliburton does not play. The team is the one that holds him back, right? Like, that's going to be discussed in Indiana sports, whether it's the internet, whether it's the radio, whether it's the television, whether it's in print, forever.
Let me tell you this.
Game 7?
Would you rather have a Game 7 loss or a Game 6 loss and you got Halliburton next year? So Game 7 loss, no Halliburton next year. Or Game 6 loss.
Well, anything.
And you lost the finals anyway.
Of course, any scenario where you could you know, in retrospect, know that you have the player for the year. You're gonna,
yes,
you're gonna lean in that direction. But Joe, like
their season's over next year. They're not gonna win. They're not gonna compete for a title.
But look, the guy wanted to play. What are they supposed to do?
Tell him no. The calf strains are a very dangerous thing, and I am concerned about your future in the league. If you get hurt, you might not play next year, and then you might not be the same player going forward.
Steven Strasburg had the same thing happen to him when he was early in his career, where the Washington Nationals said, "We are not going to pitch you in the playoffs." Okay, and he ended up like he was bitter, and he ended up getting a contract with them. But they went years before he finally had his moment in the playoffs, and then his arm ended up falling off anyway after that playoff.
Thank God the Nationals saved him from himself, because maybe he wouldn't have gotten to that point later on when they beat the Houston Astros in the playoffs.
Who's to say they don't win the World Series the year that he should have pitched in the playoffs and didn't? Maybe. You know, like, all I'm saying is this. Like, if the athlete comes to you and says, "This is my career, this is my body, I want to play," I think you have to side with them. You cannot. I get what you're saying, and I get what you mean. Like, hey, you are bigger than this one individual game, but you got to let him play.
I mean, who's to blame more? Is it the league? With the wear and tear, is it the Pacers? Is there anyone to blame in this situation at 888-957-9570? I just know the guy had a calf strain. It was basically a ticking time bomb, and now we're looking back like, oh, this is, you know, it's the league's fault, or it's Tyrese's fault. It's also sports, man, as I go guru.
It's also
sports.
It's not just sports. It's, again, like the wear and tear on the kids' bodies before they even get to high school in every single sport. Joe, you're going to figure it out. Like,
I know.
Go down to Santa Clara, go to Twin Creeks, go anywhere in America right now, whether they're soccer, basketball, baseball. You are going to see kids playing youth sports every weekend for, let's say, 30 weekends out of the year before they even get to high school. Right, and then tack on all the practices and the individual trainings and everything. So, like, this isn't just a professional like discussion that we're having regarding schedules and the wear and tear for professionals. I'm talking about the youth levels. I mean, we are draining these kids' bodies before they even get into high school.
We're going to continue to talk about the fallout from Game 7 as the Thunder are now your new NBA champions. Just how far off are the Warriors from the Thunder's level? I do want to ask that. And can the Warriors do anything this offseason to get onto their level? 888-957-9570. Plus, we'll recap the Giants series against the Boston Red Sox. A lot of Red Sox. It's a lot of red in the stands. Shasky was at the game on Friday. I want to pick his brain about that. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.